no CEO, no entrepreneur knows it all. You don't have to in order to succeed. What you do need is to be comfortable with pivoting and being flexible and figuring it out as you go and being willing to fail magnificently. So in today's episode, I'm talking all about how to do all of that really, really well. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? So before I get into today's episode, I do want to tell you about an incredible new masterclass that I'm hosting on May 25th. It's called Save 10 Plus Hours a Month by Repurposing Content. And I know the name needs a little bit of work, but it's going to be amazing because I'm actually sharing the exact framework that I use to create content for so many platforms every single month without running out of ideas or burning myself out. And if you want to snag your free ticket, head on over to erinhayworth.com/masterclass. Are you burnout on the word pivot because of 2020 and the pandemic and shutdowns and, let's be honest, the Friends memes? Thank you, Ross, right? Look, I totally get it. When a word gets overused, it really starts to lose its meaning. I mean, have you ever written a word so many times that you start to question if it's even really a word? That happens to me all the time. In fact, it's happening to me with the word right now. Okay, I digress. But whether you are gelling with the word pivoting or not, it's the concept that I'd love for you to get on board with. Why? Well, if it hasn't already happened, it will. You put a lot of time and energy into a project or a big launch or whatever it is, and stuff comes up that knocks you completely off that plan. So not too long ago, I was in the middle of a launch and struggling with getting the slides and all of the assets for a webinar that I was hosting completed and pulled together. It was a really stressful week, and I was trying to hold it all together just with getting the webinar done and trying to deliver. And then I got a call. I got a call that my parents' dog, who was about 13 years old or so, that was really my dog, to be totally honest, from when I was a teenager, but stayed at my parents' house, had a tumor that was keeping her from being able to eat. She had been struggling with arthritis for a few years, and with the decreased appetite and now confirmation of a tumor that was very likely cancerous, we had to make the decision to put her down. It was a Tuesday morning when I got this call, and I was at the office, and I dropped everything to go home and spend her last few remaining hours with her. And while we all took turns saying our goodbyes, which was hard. If you've ever had to put down a pet, it's incredibly hard. But while I was doing that, we were taking turns and I was eating some carrot sticks for lunch and broke one of my molars off at the gum line. It just completely sheared off. And I was having one of those moments where I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, what else is going to go wrong today? Like, I fell into that, like, what the hell is happening? But I couldn't worry about my tooth at that moment. So I just kept going with what I was doing. And I sat with Daisy, the dog, with tears streaming down my face at the vet office as she drifted away. And then I called the dentist to fix my damn tooth. And then 2 days later, I got a call from my daughter's school that she was sick and that she and I would both need to be tested for COVID and that she couldn't return to school until after a mandatory quarantine and a negative test result. Now, I'm recording this in April of 2022. And at this point, it might be easy to forget how big of a deal being sent home and told to go get a COVID test was just a couple of years ago, you know, a year and a half ago, 18 months ago. That was something that completely, again, knocked me off my game. Like, not only did I have to say goodbye to a beloved family member and a pet, not only did I have to deal with one of my teeth breaking off and falling out of my mouth because I ate carrots. But I also then had my daughter home with me. And I'll be honest, the launch took a backseat. It absolutely did. During all of this, the launch was not my priority. So I tell you the story because we can create plans for ages, but in the end, in order to move forward, we have to take action. And what happens when you take action is sometimes things don't go according to plan, right? Inevitably, stuff comes up, clients leave, emergencies happen, and shit hits the fan. That's normal. That's life. That's entrepreneurship. That's what this is all about. But the brilliant part about it is while there are plenty of things that can happen that negatively affect you, that can go wrong, there are so many things that actually make it better too. Unforeseen opportunities can arise. Someone could reach out to offer you a partnership deal. You might find out you're going to speak at a huge event that wasn't even previously on your radar. So when I say things don't always go according to plan, everybody immediately goes to the negative. But there are positive things that can happen, things that can push you so much further and so much faster than you ever thought possible. And those things get to happen as well. And being flexible means that you can stay on track no matter what and take full advantage of the right opportunities when they show up. By the way, if you aren't really sure how to tell the true opportunities from distractions and shiny object syndrome, I want you to go listen to episode number 68 next, which is titled Shiny Object Syndrome or Badass Opportunity to Uplevel Quicker. So back to my story. I'm sure you are thinking, oh, I know what she did. She had to pivot that next week and then she overcame all this hard stuff and she sold out her launch. No. I wish that was true, but no, I actually didn't make a single sale that launch. But this idea of pivoting isn't about that single sale or any of those sales or serving 30 people at that time, which was my goal, because I'm in the process of learning as I go. It's not about any one launch. It's not about any one month's sales revenue. It's not about any of that. It's not about any launch selling out. It's about learning as I go. It's about gathering the necessary skills that I need to always keep moving forward. And that's a humbling place to be, absolutely. But please make no mistake, we are all learning as we go. Be wary of anyone that says they have it all figured out. Now, it may look nice for their marketing, but chances are it's a complete BS facade. I promise you. The pivot, this idea of pivoting, is there to serve you. Because if you're quote unquote failing, it means you're trying. And it means you're getting closer to where you want to be. It means you are taking in these new experiences and information to make better and better decisions all the time, even if you don't get it on the first shot. And you get way more strategic about how you spend your limited resources. Pivoting is an art. I mean, there is definitely a scientific aspect to it whenever I talk about metrics and numbers and making sure you're using your information and everything. But let's be real. Pivoting is an art, and it's one that you can get really, really good at. Hell, I'd say I'm pretty advanced, if not yet a master at pivoting, because I've had plenty of opportunities to do so, and I see them as opportunities to pivot. So when things go wrong, when unexpected things come up, you can get mad, or you can get curious. And sometimes it's both at different times. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I don't mourn whenever my plans are destroyed, or that I never bitch or commiserate about what a crappy launch that I had, or whatever it might be. I absolutely do. Be sure of that. But I don't stay there. At a certain point, I put my big girl panties on and I say, what's the lesson here? What can I learn from this? How can I continue to move forward? Because this is not going to be the thing that ends me. This isn't going to be the thing that stops me from getting everything I ever wanted. So what did I learn from that specific experience, that launch experience that I just told you about? I learned how to be patient with myself and with others because there's no one right way to grieve. There's no one right way to do anything. I also learned that I will never regret putting my time into cultivating relationships with others, pets included, especially if I know that they or I have limited time. I learned that my energy is best spent on speaking to those who are listening rather than trying to make people care, rather than trying to reach everybody who is not paying attention to me and trying to make them care about these things that I'm so excited and passionate about, I try to speak specifically to the people who are already listening. I learned that I need to prepare better for that webinar. I should have been way more prepared than I was. I learned that one is enough. One sign up, one person, one sale, one life, one is enough. And I learned to check my own beliefs, because what you believe about pivoting and changing course can make such a difference in your ability to do it. If you believe it's smart, then that's going to paint it in a very specific way. If you think it's flaky, if you think it's naive or whatever, that's going to then paint how the next experiences or the next step is. What you believe matters. But to just tell you to figure out when and how to pivot would kind of be rude, right? That would be a really crappy podcast episode if I just ended it here. I'm not going to do that. So when you find yourself in a position where things just aren't working the way you think that they should, or something has completely thrown you off track, I'll be honest, it's likely time to pivot. But it doesn't always have to be a 180-degree pivot, right? Here are some really good indicators that a pivot is in your near future. Now, these aren't, again, not necessarily a science, it's the art of pivoting. These are just things to look for. So if the things you are doing consistently are consistently not producing results, that might be an indicator that a pivot is in your future. If you're burning out, if you're procrastinating and avoiding work, that's a pretty good indicator. If you're reaching for more excuses than solutions, and I don't mean like being honest with yourself, I mean, is it an excuse? And you know the difference between an excuse and an explanation. So if you're reaching for more excuses than solutions, and if you feel utterly misaligned with what you're doing on a daily basis, chances are it may be time for a pivot. If you're nodding your head and you're just like, okay, you need to pivot, okay? But that doesn't mean throwing out your entire plan and then starting from scratch. You aren't starting from zero. You may need to reconcile a plan, or you may need to just make small tweaks to your efforts. So the biggest thing that you can do whenever it comes to pivoting is to start small. So what is the smallest thing that you can change in terms of the big picture? The first thing is your mindset. So do you just need to think about something differently? Do you need a different perspective? Do you have a belief that's blocking you? That's the easiest place to start. So definitely check there first. If you're like, I need to pivot, definitely check there first. The second place I would check is your messaging and your systems. Like, is there something that needs to change in like the logistical way of you're doing things and how you're connecting with people that you actually have good, whatever it is? Your plan is good. It's just the way in which you're communicating with other people that might need to be shifted. And then if all of those things are all buttoned up, then you might need a big transformation, 180-degree pivot, but we don't start there. Start small. Because if you start small, then it doesn't feel like everything you've done up to that point is a complete waste of time. Now, I said feel because I don't care if you do a 180-degree pivot or a 1-degree pivot. None of it is a waste of time. Nothing that you've done up to this point has been a waste of time because it's led you exactly where you are now. The question is it how you want to move forward? That's the biggest thing that needs to be driving your pivot and how you continue to move forward towards your big goals, towards your big dreams, towards the vision that you have for your life. Now, I always like to end each and every episode with an action step that you can take right now to help you move forward and begin to implement immediately. And here's your action step for this episode. It's time to journal to decide if a pivot is needed for you right now. I want you to answer these questions in your journal, okay? So make it really simple. First and foremost, do I need to pivot? If you're not sure, go back and listen to this again whenever I was giving those indicators, right? If you do need to pivot, what needs to change? What is the most important thing for you right now? And I don't just mean in business. I mean across the board. What is the most important thing that needs your attention right now? What is this season demanding of you? And what that means is if you're a new mom, this season is demanding that you keep a little one alive. That needs to be your number one priority right now. Unless you are able to hire and help and have other systems and processes in place to make that happen. But that's what this season demands of you, right? And then finally, what can you learn? What can you learn from all of this? So take those questions, journal on those, and then head on over to Instagram and DM me at ms.erin.hayworth and let me know what came out of this journaling exercise for you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over and send me a DM at miss.erin.hayworth on Instagram. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.